Waiting Well, a compilation.
Are you faced with options, choices, and decisions, but you don't have any idea which direction to take? You know you want to move in the direction God is leading, but the problem is you don't know which direction that is. You're floundering, not knowing where to go, what to do, or how to do it. You can't see far enough ahead to know what the outcome of each choice will be. Very few things can be decided on their own. And many factors have to be considered in making each single decision. I was reminded recently of the verse, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart." It led me to meditate on the wisdom of waiting for God to dispel the fog, rather than making decisions when we can't see clearly ahead. Given time, things fall into place and we are able to see the way more clearly. I'm sure you can think of times in your life when you had to make a certain decision, but you couldn't seem to get any clear direction. But when you waited in prayer and with faith, trusting God to come through for you, He eventually made the way clear, and you were glad you had waited and trusted. Waiting is an important element of the faith life. It is not easy, but it's part of the process that God uses to instruct us, teach us patience, build our character, and draw us closer to Him. The next time you're in a holding pattern or in waiting mode, be encouraged. The fog will lift. It always does. Maria Fontaine. Holding patterns in life are frustrating, just like holding patterns on a flight. You just circle and circle and circle and circle, and your soul loses the hope to even hope for something different. Yet over and over again in the Bible, we are told to wait on the Lord. Psalm 130, 5 and 6 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman for the morning, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning." This is how we are to wait well: with anticipation, with hope, with longing, with expectation, with desire, with faith and obedience. These things and more dissipate doubt and despair. As we read in Psalm 27:13 and 14, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. In Lamentations, we find the benefit to waiting well. "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly." God is good to those who wait well. But what does it mean to wait well? Overall, to wait on the Lord means to not go outside of God to fix the issue you are waiting for. To wait on the Lord is to wait on His hand, His intervention, His guidance, His provision, His power, and His solutions. Rather than taking matters into your own hands, leave them in God's. As the saying goes, let go and let God. James 5, 7 and 8 talks about this a bit, although from a different context. "Therefore, brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near." Just as a farmer must wait for the rains and the soil to produce the growth of the seed, we must also wait for the Lord to produce within us and through us the purpose He intends. Part of the Christian experience at various segments of our lives is one of waiting. Waiting on timing. Waiting on divine hookups. Waiting on preparation. Waiting on other people. Waiting on ourselves. Waiting on development. Waiting on God means not going outside of God to resolve the issue. It also means obeying God as you wait. Based on His revealed will from His Word, obey what you know, because you will never see what God plans to do in secret unless He sees you obeying what He has already revealed. God never tells you everything He's going to do, but He has told you something. Whatever it is, obey that. However small, however insignificant it may seem, obey that. Learning to wait well involves learning how to put into practice the everydayness of living as a child of God. It means putting into practice those things we already know. Tony Evans. We all struggle with questions like, how long, Lord, will you ask me to wait? Why me? Why this? Why now? As we press God for an answer, we try to remind ourselves that we belong to the God who acts for those who wait for Him. But we feel that this waiting is forced upon us, and we wrestle with it. Wouldn't a good God lift this oppressive burden? Why doesn't He? When will He? We pray, we groan, we cry to the only one who can act for us. But no matter where we turn, just like Job, we cannot see Him anywhere around us. He seems silent, and we try to fight down the fear that He might not fulfill this desire. We fret that He won't come through for us. How do we live well in that waiting space between asking and receiving? That's where patience comes in. Patience both with our own personal faith and with the God who calls us into this patience-producing faith. Patience is not quite the same as waiting. While waiting is something we do, patience is something we offer. We wait because we must. We have little choice in the matter. But patience is our gift to our Father while we wait. In the silence, in the waiting, patience chooses to declare, Lord, I love you. I know I don't love you as I ought, but I want to love you more than your answer to my prayers. I will try to offer you my patient heart as long as you ask me to wait on this. What is patience? Patience looks like perseverance. James encourages us to quietly persevere, like a farmer waiting for his crop to grow. Paul tells us to be patient in tribulation, calling us to bear up without complaint or anger in the midst of painful circumstances. And he reminds us that patience is one outworking of the Spirit's ever-increasing life within us and proof that we belong to Christ Jesus. Patience proves our love for God and our trust that His plan is worth waiting for. Patience offers to our Heavenly Father a calm heart. We repent of our agitation and annoyance at His seeming silence. We look calmly into the darkness around us, and we choose to believe what He tells us about Himself, resting in the knowledge that truly He does see, He does know, He does care, despite how it appears in our present situation. Jani Ortland. Keep your eyes on me. I am with you, taking care of you in the best possible way. When you are suffering, my care may seem imperfect and inadequate. You seek relief, and I make you wait. Just remember, there are many different ways to wait, and some are much better than others. Beneficial waiting involves looking to me continually, trusting and loving me. Thank me for this time of neediness, when you must depend on me more than usual. Do not waste this opportunity by wishing it away. Trust that I know what I'm doing, that I can bring good out of everything you encounter, everything you endure. Don't let your past or present suffering contaminate your view of the future. I am the Lord of your future, and I have good things in store for you. I alone know the things I'm planning for you, to give you a future and a hope. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.